Now, Nagarjuna, see, was really quite a remarkable Buddhist teacher. And he wrote and he practiced at a time when Buddhism had already been reduced, see, to doctrine and dogma. If you want to put it in a different way, an intellectual pursuit. See, an intellectual pursuit of the teachings of Buddha, see, in some sense, it's almost a waste of time. However, it is a far more benign waste of time than some of the things you could be involved with. See, but he was stressing again, see, practice. See, and he was taking this teaching, the teaching of shunyata. See, what is shunyata? What is this? They have translated it traditionally in the West from a negative perspective. See, they'll say emptiness. Now, emptiness, I was always uncomfortable with that translation. Roshi was equally uncomfortable, saying that the English language didn't accommodate these kinds of concepts very well. Emptiness, we think in terms of being half full. Emptiness, in a way, will have a slightly negative a connotation, see, or nothingness. And this is what I'm going to quote here. See, they refer to it as nothingness. See, and again, that isn't what Nagarjuna is talking about. See, the truth that he was talking about, and in this book, The End of Suffering, see, the truth, see, is absolute, see, absolute naked awareness. Free from all conditioning. This is all he's talking about. This is all he's talking about. See, when we think the simplicity of what it is. What is it? Where you are right now. See? Now don't entertain any of your thoughts. See? Don't clutch at your thoughts. Don't push away. Don't project out a meaning on this. One of the wonderful koans. See, what's the meaning of Bodhidharma coming from the West? See, an amazing koan. And if you can actually manifest that koan, if you can bring that koan into realization, it will bring about a transformation in your life. I love that koan. If you can truly, truly go beyond, see, your discriminating egocentric consciousness, see, to find the very essence of what that koan is expressing. See, it is the expression again, see, of this state of absolute naked awareness or, see, non-distracted awareness. See, what is a Buddha? What is a Buddha? See, and Nagarjuna is talking about what is a Buddha? See, a Buddha is a sentient being. That's what everyone in this room is. A sentient being who never leaves samadhi. That's the only difference. Samadhi, see, is a state of non-distracted awareness. See, now, you shouldn't even be trying to interpret my words. You simply sit and listen. You might say to yourself, well, if I don't, you know, interpret what you're saying, if I don't, you know, have this little dialogue in my head as to whether or not you're saying what's correct or not correct, see, then the question becomes, you think a Buddha is incapable of understanding. See, there is understanding. See, like the sixth patriarch said. But it's understanding that simply can't be put into words. See, it is a state of being. The state of being is what? This moment, right here, right now. If you continuously flow into the maudlin self-serving emotion, see, then you trap yourself in a hell realm. See, and when I say maudlin self-serving, it doesn't mean necessarily weeping. It means that you are totally focused, fixated, see, on you and your story. Now, Mujo brought up the book, and I think it's a wonderful book, and it's written by a physicist who plays with miracles. See, he did the studies of remote viewing. See, oh yes, he was even at the Monroe Institute doing out-of-body stuff. He was up because of where he was at the Stanford Research Institute. He was with LaBerge, see, doing lucid dreaming. Now, all of this smacks of miracles, and some in this room, see, want to pursue it. See, well, let's see. Let's go do these out-of-body experiences. See, the fact of the matter is most of us, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very high. You can go and you can try to do that, and all you have is just another experience that you'll chalk up to an intellectual yay, and you'll come away saying, gee, that was really nice, but not much happened. See, these kinds of miracles, see, they seem to us to be miracles. See, what is this remote viewing? See, seeing at a distance. If you listen to Targ, see, did you get his autobiography?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
Almost.
It's a wild book, isn't it? See, he's a wild character, see. But, see, entanglement. And I didn't realize some of the things because I had been critical of scientists who, with superior intellectual reasoning, were coming very close, but they weren't making the transcendental jump. There's been many of them. You know who one of them was? Schrodinger. Did you realize that he had been a Vedanta practitioner for years and years and years? I didn't know that. His mother was a very devout practitioner. Yeah. See, it's there. It's there. Now, the point that I was going to make, when I bring these scientists in, see, these who have begun to make a transcendental jump, I'm trying to shake all of us up. See, I'm trying to, first off, break you free if you're trapped in doctrine or dogma. See, if you think that this raft, this temple that we have, this is the raft that the Shakyamuni Buddha, see, left. You would not take the necessary steps to free yourself from the delusional mind if it weren't for this temple. You can go spend all of the time you want, and some of you do, walking around on the street engaged in your normal day-to-day activities. See, your normal day-to-day activities, see, to the Buddha mind, the awakened state, your normal activities, that's called samsara. That's the place of suffering. That's the schizophrenic world. You don't think that's a schizophrenic world? Turn on your television. See, read your newspaper and watch your own greed. Watch how you poison, see, the mandala that you are the center of. And you poison it through your egocentric mind. Your liking and disliking. And some of you are ready. Say, well, see, he doesn't get it. I am so goddamn smart. See, that my kind of reasoning is... No, your kind of reasoning is totally delusional. See, where is the only place you can ever be? Where is the only place that you can take care of problems? And if you know where that is, there are no problems. It's simply the next thing that you do. See, now we're talking again about these... the miracles, the wonders of these people, the entanglement. And there is the scientific data showing that this absolutely exists. This most amazing mind, Buddha mind, the awakened state. See? And if we begin to have an appreciation for it, there is no place where it doesn't reach. See, and you bring in the limitations based upon your duality, the sense of you sitting there as separate. If you sit there as separate, you're immediately trapped in the three poisons. The three poisons grow out of this trapped state. See, this state that you're trapped in, the six senses. See, greed, anger, and ignorance. Ignorance isn't a lack of book learning. A low IQ. That's not what we're talking about. I have both of those, see, and I'm still doing all right, see. Ignorance means that you're experiencing yourself as separate, see. And some of these modern scientists are realizing, and more importantly, have actualized the experience, to realize that the state of separation is an illusion which produces delusional thinking, your greed and your anger. See, where you constantly are reinforcing pain and suffering rather than contributing to the gentle harmony. I liked in Targ's one book where he talked about where a transformation came through for him was when he realized he no longer needed to be applauded. I like that. You no longer need to be applauded. This is his expression of Maizumi Roshi's koan to me, become the least grain of sand on the beach. Nobody applauds for the least grain of sand on the beach. See, and if you can reach that, see, you then will move into this most amazing place of freedom. Now, when we talk about these amazing wonders, see, quote, wonders, that's where we sit here. Out of body, see, levitations, distant healing, see. We consider these as extraordinary and we pursue these. And all of these people who accomplish, see, who actualize, who realize, they say don't pursue these things. Targ will tell you, even though he gives you little games to play with the extrasensory skills that you have. And what do you have to do if you play with his games? He's got four cubes. Ryozen is doing it. I put Mushoku on it. See? And what you have to do is you clear your mind. And Ryozen was just telling me, it's wonderful for him because he began to realize like he's constantly trying to manipulate the system, trying to figure out, what is it? There's a game. And you see all of the junk, the subtlety. Do you see the subtlety of it? See, and if you can simply sit there in a state of samadhi, see, and then the entanglement takes place. See, and as a matter of fact, even using entanglement, see, in a certain sense, it's misleading because it suggests that there are two different things. There's a wonderful quote that Schrodinger has in there where there is only this one mind, this one thing, see. And the plurality, see, is simply the functioning of this. Again, we each talk about this. If we manage to penetrate through, if we manage to leave the realm of an intellectual understanding, we express what these various people are expressing, but unique to ourselves. All of the old great Chan masters had a very unique way, see, of expressing it. It is unique to their karmic existence. See, the way I described, and when I had whatever little bitty experience I had with Maizumi Roshi, there weren't books around. See, and it was only as the practice continued to evolve did we have some very fine scholars who started to bring them in. And the ones that were probably the most valuable at this time, they all in one way or another had some involvement with Maizumi Roshi. But see, for me, the plurality, if you think in terms of the oneness of the great ocean, look at the infinite number of waves. See, and that's what you are. You are a wave. You are the functioning, see, of this awakened mind. If you're not awake, you're trapped in the being of the wave. You think that the wave comes into existence by who knows what, and it's going to die out. See, fear and trembling. See, but the truth is, it simply rises and falls, rises and falls. It can never leave the great ocean. And even though it has direction and duration, karma, I'm so tall, I'm so old, I will live to a certain state, see, and I will also have certain kinds of talents, see, I will have certain issues to do. That's a wave rising up, see, and it eventually hits the shoreline. Does the wave ever leave the ocean? Never, never. And yet, the limitations that I feel, if I'm trapped in the six senses, that's you. The wave rising up, see, you have direction and duration. And by the way, all of you, you have one direction, a very clear direction. Old age, sickness, and death. You're going to hit the shore. You can't avoid it. And some of you still don't believe it. See, particularly, now nobody, we got one youngster in here, so he probably still feels he's immortal. See, but some of you should begin to realize, see, that if you're lucky, you'll get to be where I am, 79 years old. If you're lucky, do you realize some in this room aren't going to be lucky? That's what you've got waiting for you. And this is what the Shakyamuni Buddha said. This sucks. He said, how can you sit around being comfortable? Now, I'll put it in modern terms. That you're on a turnpike, sitting in the most recent Ferrari, hitting 180 miles an hour as you race down the road, knowing that there is a brick wall across the road a few miles down. How can you enjoy the ride knowing you're going to hit the wall at 180 miles an hour? And isn't there going to be some little interesting, I wonder what that's going to be like, that split second. See, and the funny part is you're going to go through it just like that, and there will be no gap where you sit there and analyze. See, and that's how life is. See, but we can wake up from that. We can begin to see something at a much greater distance when you no longer limit yourself by the six senses. See, now we have to free ourselves from the duality, because there is no duality here. There is the plurality manifesting, see, from this great oneness. Buddha mind, the great ocean, it has no beginning, it has no end. This is exactly what you are. Now, the important part of this, are there wonders here in this Buddha mind? Yes, absolute wonders here. One of the early teachings that I was given by Maizumi Roshi, and I have shared it time and time again, but do you get it? Roshi told me, because of something that was occurring with my practice, he said, Nyogen, when we begin to practice, it's like you step onto an elevator in a skyscraper. See, you step onto a skyscraper, this elevator. For me, it made good sense, because when I go in, see, when I pull the focus inward, see, there I am inside this column of samadhi. See, and he said, as you rise, the door will open at each floor. And Nyogen, he said, you can look out and you can see wonderful kinds of things. He can say all sorts of things that can interest you. He said, do not get off at any of those floors. If you do, you are trapped at that realm. And we've seen it. We've talked about it here. We had a monk who was a good friend of mine, and Domov. See, whose life went very negative because he got off at a certain place. Roshi told me, Nyogen, go to the penthouse, then get out. Go to the penthouse. See, move beyond the wall of duality. See, the wall of duality, the egocentric mind. You're always dealing just with yourself. Don't make up anything else in your head. Get off at the penthouse. Get off in this state of absolute clarity, in this state of total non-distracted awareness. Then he said, you own the building. Play any place that you want. See? See? And all of those who have accomplished the way have warned us. Tom Campbell said, don't try to cultivate these things. It simply comes. It can actually become an obstacle. Targ talks about the same thing. And it's very clear in there. He said, you completely wipe away all of the egocentric clinging to where you are not trapped in the picking and choosing mind. Some of you still trying to understand the picking and choosing mind. You have to enter into this mirror awareness. As I sit here, nothing is going on. See? Just this. And this is all that's ever going on. If you can penetrate through the delusional, egocentric ruminations that are going on right now, then you step out into this most amazing place. See, even while, see, we feel that these outlandish are these siddhas, as the yogis call them, these powers, see, are something otherworldly. See, and the old masters tell us, don't pursue these. However, the old Chan masters would talk about them. They speak of the wonders of the enlightened mind. And Dogen, in one of his fascicles, he even refers to them as miracles. And he says that the true miracles that he is speaking of are the daily activities of Buddhas. See, the true miracles that he speaks of are the daily activities of Buddhas. See, he didn't say of sentient beings. See, that's delusional. That's schizophrenic. See, it's a fantasy world of pain and suffering. See, what are Buddhas? See, in a state of non-distracted awareness, all the sutras say it, see, in a state of non-distracted awareness, see, all sorts of amazing things can occur. And we have had demonstrations of it. The one, and I talked, I won't bring her up because I've cursed her, a woman came and practiced with us. She's a member, see. And she's driven a route many times. And see, I say it over and over again, but people don't get it. After one very powerful retreat for her, going home, she had to pull over and look at the beauty of what? Of her life. She was looking out on this most amazing scene. See, what was the difference? She's probably driven that route 100 times. It became magical. She said, her words, stunningly beautiful. What was the change? The change was in mind. See, that's just a small glimmer of this change that takes place. And Shakyamuni Buddha talks about this all of them. Every time he sits down to expound the teaching, the first thing he says, he looks out. And what does he see? And most of us can't see any of that. We can't even see what the lady saw driving down the coast. Most of us are trapped in a very narrow, rather miserable, suffering world. See, always something we're complaining about. See, and according to these who wake up, there is nothing to complain about. A most amazing world unfolds right here now. See, what are Buddhas? Buddhas are truly ordinary. Here, in our delusional state, we are anything but ordinary. And if we push this delusional state that we're in very far, we'll find ourselves in a psychiatric ward someplace. See, that's all it is. It's just an extension, see, of this level of behavior, which is a continuum. Samsara, we fall to this side until we have to be hospitalized, or we become totally self-destructive, or we move to the freedom of the enlightened way. And now you have scientists telling you this. And by the way, if you say to yourself, well, you know, they're not Shakyamuni Buddha. See, what do they know? They don't wear robes. See, they don't. Let me tell you, if we were alive when Shakyamuni Buddha was there, you know what he would be? A rich kid. See, that just sort of turned his back on his dad's wealth, and the castle, and all the knockout things that he had. This rich kid said, and he'd be walking around barefoot in the dirt, and he'd say, you guys come in. I've found something. Look at this. See how I sit down here? And we'd be looking at him, see? Say, what in the hell is this guy talking? Remember, he went through that at first. He was rejected. I see. He didn't establish a religion. See, this is a raft we hold on to. I desperately have to have a raft because I'm total nutcase. See, so that's what, 45 years I've been clutching this raft. See, and I hope I have a few more years to clutch the raft, because I think on occasion I can see a shoreline over there. See, but think about it. That's what he would be. And we'd all say, good God, how could he you know what his dad had for him? Wow. You know, his dad had a big Ferrari out there, some of these wild ladies. His dad had the best food for him. Wouldn't allow any old folks around. See, he just got massages. And he's trying to tell us something. What can this kid... See, in a certain sense, he's just like a Tom Campbell or a Targ. See, just ordinary. I found out something. I found that fantasy world, see, of a palace and all that goes with it does not bring happiness. You have to be able to find the ordinary. If you're up in your head right now, you're not following this at all. Ordinary. See, Dogen speaks of this. And Dogen tells the story of the great Guishan. See, now, he starts and he's going to try to lead you along. He said Guishan was the 37th ancestor, a direct descendant of Shakyamuni Buddha. Dharma heir of the great Baizhang. Who is he? This is Yakujo. For some of you, Yakujo and the fox. Very famous. And Dogen says that all Buddha ancestors, what is Buddha? An awakened mind. All of the ancestors is that. Is there anybody in here who's excluded from that? No. All Buddha ancestors in the 10 directions. This is Dogen talking. Everywhere. See, everywhere. Even those who do not call themselves descendants. See, are some of you still encapsulating just your little egocentric mind, and you have your own story, your own identification. You say, what's that crazy old monk again? See, leading people into hell realms. See? All descendants, he said, even if you don't consider yourself part of it, he said, all are, in fact, the remote descendants of Guishan. Do you see that? We are all descendants, see, of this amazing Buddha. All of us. He's setting you up. See, Dogen is beginning to tell you about what true miracles are. See, and you are related to what? You cannot leave. I once got into that because I read something where somebody had wanted to find out about Charlemagne and was trying to find out that whether or not he had any relationship going through the family line, history, see? And what his professor told him, he said it would actually be more of a challenge to find somebody who's not related to Charlemagne. Think about that, see? And some of you won't get it, but that's kind of a stunner. Because then you can start wondering, well, what's going on here? See, one day while Guishan was lying down, Yang Shan, Wei Ji, came to see him. Guishan, this old master's lying down. See, when Yang Shan came in, the old Guishan turned to face the wall, rolled over. See, and Yang Shan said, I am your student. Please, don't be formal. You see the scene. See, please don't be formal. Guishan started to get up. Yang Shan rose to leave. See, Guishan said, Wei Ji. Yang Shan turned. Guishan said, let me tell you about my dream. Let me tell you about my dream. See? Yang Shan leaned forward to listen. Guishan said simply, would you interpret my dream for me? What dream are we talking about? See, can you ever have a dream anywhere other than here? Please tell me about this. Now interpret this for me. He said, would you interpret my dream for me? I want to see how you do it. See, isn't it interesting? In response, Yang Shan brought a basin of water and a towel. And he set it down. What level of functioning is this? See? Guishan washed his face and then sat up. Then Jiang Yan came in and Guishan said, Wei Ji, and I have been sharing miracles. We have been sharing miracles. See? And this is no small matter. See? Yang Zhan said, I was next door and heard you. See, again, working this as a, I was next door and heard you. Guishan said to him, well, why don't you try now? See? Do you see? There isn't any slipping in to discriminating consciousness. There's no grasping for anything. There is simply the flow of this Buddha mind freed from the duality of separation. See? He said, why don't you try now? Jiang Yan made a bowl of tea and brought it to him. And Guishan praised them, saying, you two students surpass even the Shariputra and Madgalyayana. See, with your miraculous activity. What is the miraculous activity? See, freed from the dualistic mind, moving in the body of oneness. There's several of these places where you could talk, where they talk about, see, this most amazing kind of Buddha mind. See, in the one, and I talked about this before, where they test one old master. And the old master, he said, has six miraculous powers, and he has five. And what is the one that he's missing? See, this state, see, of absolute now. See, and no other miraculous powers are needed. Dogen says that if you want to understand Buddha's miracles, you should study Guishan's words, as this is no small matters. Practicing miracles is studying the Buddha way. This is no small matter. What are we talking about? This is no small matter. Let me rephrase it. This is a state of samadhi. Don't make up something in your mind as to what samadhi is. Samadhi is this state of non-distracted awareness. This is no small matter. See? Dogen says, do not study miracles with those outside the way. See? That means I'm going to go here and I'm going to learn how to levitate and I'm going to go there and I'm going to, and this person's going to teach me how to do all of these other things. Dogen says, do not study miracles with those outside the way. Those in the two lesser vehicles. Don't get trapped in an intellectual, see, pursuing doctrine and dogma, see, or interpreters of sutras. See, don't get trapped in an intellectual understanding of something other than yourself. See? What isn't, see, outside of yourself now? Is there anything outside of yourself now? You have to activate the delusional mind. You then go into an intellectual understanding and you are still not seeing this. You cannot leave this. See, this is what when I mentioned to Shikhan. Scientists kept trying to prove that there is something outside of mind, particularly the classical. See, the materialists who study that always are going to set some kind of a device in the forest. But those who were particularly perceptive realized that somebody has to interpret the data. And they have the double slit. Go on to Shikhan's website. He have that laid out for you. See, you cannot prove that there is anything outside of mind. See, it's an amazing thing. You would think that these brilliant minds would see that. See? And in that observation, see, is where the miracle turns. Amazing.